Hey, let's talk about this fellow named Michael Darden, MichaelDarden, 1860, 65-year-old gentleman, single, has two children, lives in Houston, Texas, with the help of friends. He used to be a correction officer, probation officer. He worked, was in the Army before that, and worked security, period. Any paragraph? In the past 3 months, he's become quite weak. He's wheezing. He's short of breath. He's having trouble ambulating. He's still able to, his continent of, his not incontinent, but continent of bowel and bladder, but he's having increased dependency on other people for his ADL, period. Any paragraph, he's a heavy smoker, has been a smoker all his life. He feels like the smoking has caught up with him. He doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, period. Medical problems is diabetes, hypertension, anxiety, PTSD. Depression, COPD, severe, low back pain, sciatica. His pain level is 8 out of 10. Surgical history, has never had any surgery. He was told at one time that he's going to need back surgery, but he doesn't like to go to the hospital. He hasn't been in the hospital for about 10 years, doesn't want to have any kind of back surgery at this time. Family history, mom died of heart disease, dad died of cirrhosis of the liver. He's alert, he's awake, he's able to give good history, period. Immunizations, not up to date, of course, because he doesn't like just to go see doctors. As far as his diabetes is concerned, he does have diabetic amyotrophy along with diabetic neuropathy. His blood sugars have not been checked for some time, even though he takes metformin twice a day. He's been getting his medication through telemedicine from different sources, he says, period. He's not able to drive. He hasn't been able to drive for the past 10 years. Walking causes severe shortness of breath, severe leg pain. Has had a few falls, but again has refused to go to the hospital. He wheezes all the time. He has a tuberous edema in the lower extremity and is tachycardic, period. He does not have O2 or nebulizer machine, even though he desperately needs both. At this time, his O2 sat's only 92%. No, medication list. Lipitor, 40 milligram once a day. Melatonin, 5 milligram a day. Metformin, 500 milligram once a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram once a day. He was supposed to take the metformin twice a day, but he's afraid he's going to run out, so he only takes it once a day, period. The paragraph review of system as above vitals. Heart rate is 110, O2 side 92, blood pressure 137 over 96, period. His heart positive, swamp positive is 2. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Arm, mucosa with inflammation. Neurological. No focal neurological deficit noted. Moving all four extremities. Pedal edema noted. 2+ bilaterally. Assessment here, we have a 65-year-old gentleman with COPD. Severe tachycardia. Severe back pain, PTSD, hypertension, anxiety, history of diabetes, blood sugar most likely out of control. He refuses to go to the doctor. He's been getting his medications through telehealth and not taking his medication on a regular basis, period. New paragraph, he's at a high risk of fall. He could benefit from a walker and or a cane because of his sciatic nerve. He also needs pain medication. And medication for his PTSD and anxiety, period. New paragraph, I would recommend albuterol treatment, at least 2 puffs 4 times a day. I would recommend albuterol inhaler. He does not want to use a nebulizer. 2 puffs 4 times a day with O2 at 2 liters to be available. I suspect with any type of activity, his O2 sat drops in the 80s, period. New paragraph, would benefit from an SSRI and pain medication to control his symptoms of PTSD, anxiety, as well as chronic pain, period. He's not interested in any further workup as far as his back pain is concerned, period. In a paragraph, at one time, he was told he needs back surgery to relieve his pain, but he's desperately afraid of going to the hospital or to the doctor and does not want to pursue any aggressive care and or surgical intervention at this time. He's having trouble with sleep. He takes melatonin over the counter when his friends is able to pick him up some, and he would benefit from an anxiolytic related to his severe COPD as well. Overall prognosis remains poor. He's had a significant decline in his condition, as was noted above, with increased shortness of breath, weakness, difficulty breathing, wheezing, pedal edema, tachycardia, and increased pain, as was delineated. Thank you.